The fear of the unknown can do more than just hold us back from stepping into something new. The fear of the unknown can paralyze us at times from doing even the simplest of tasks in the way that it can consume our minds and steal our peace. Thursday, I found myself sitting at the car dealership waiting for an oil change, and it was just a couple years ago at the end of pothole season that I was there for a similar appointment, and they came out to inform me that one of my springs had broke, which resulted in my control arm being bent in my van. And on that day, I spent more money than I ever did on anything else that didn't give me a new address at the end of the day. And so as I sat there on Thursday, it was my day off, I had a good book, I was ready to just let that be part of the day that I relaxed and rested in the Lord, and I found myself gripped with this fear of the unknown. What would the potholes have done to my van this year, and what were they going to say when they come and found me? And so I found myself sitting there in fear of the unknown for almost 40 minutes before the service tech came out to talk to me, and he found me, and as he began, "Mr. French," I thought, oh, this is not going to be good if this is how we're starting. He said, "Mr. French, we found something." And I'm, oh, no. He said, "One of your bulbs in your taillights is out. Would you like us to replace that?" I said, "Sure." It did not cost thousands of dollars, and so that was something fairly simple, and yet for that hour and a half of my life, I was consumed by the fear of the unknown. And we certainly face things far more significant than that in our lives, and we see Joshua here facing something far more significant as he looked into the unknown on this day that the passage speaks of. Joshua is surrounded by unknowns at this point in his life. His leader, Moses, was the person he had spent his life supporting and working under, and now Moses was dead. Not only is Moses gone, but now Joshua has the responsibility of leading these people. These were people who, under Moses' leadership, remember, he was the guy that when he went off and had his morning devotions, that God spoke so powerfully to Moses that Moses came back glowing. And now here is Joshua with the task of leading these people. And if Moses couldn't get it done, what chance did Joshua have? I mean, can you just imagine some of the ways the fear of the unknown might have been building up in Joshua as he faced this situation in his life? And so God comes to him, and it's time for Joshua to get a little bit of a pep talk. The work is before them. The task is there. God needs Joshua to take these next steps. And so we see within this passage three times God says, be strong and courageous. In fact, the second time, it's not just be strong and courageous, but it's be strong and very courageous. Three times. In each of those times, God doesn't simply just say, be strong and courageous, but he invites Joshua to something deeper and gives us specific encouragement about how Joshua might walk into this time of the unknown that he seems to be afraid of. So in verses 3 through 6, Joshua is given the scope of what is ahead. And sometimes when we face the unknown seems as big as the whole world, doesn't it? When we find ourselves in fear, we often make what we are facing to be so much bigger than what it actually ends up being. And so God is telling Joshua here in these few verses, this is the scope of the work before you. I'm not asking you to take over the whole world. The land that I'm leading the people in, he gives them the boundaries of what that looks like. We may not always have the privilege of God being as specific as he was with Joshua on this day, of saying, here are the boundaries of what I'm calling you to. And yet, this type of perspective of reminding ourselves in the face of the unknown, that unknown is not likely to be insurmountable with God working alongside of us, that unknown is not likely to be as big as all of the world, that perspective is an important starting place for us. When we find that fear of the unknown holding us back from taking the first steps. And so that's great to have that perspective, that the unknown may not be as big as our mind wants to make it in our fear. But we also know that we need direction. Where is it that we are supposed to go? That's great that maybe it's not as big as we thought, but we don't always know what the next step should be when the unknown is before us. And as I thought about this for today, I remember back to the advice that a pastor gave me when I was beginning to look at colleges my senior year in high school, and seeing all the options. I had a few things that I narrowed down and kind of had an idea of some types of places that I wanted to go, but there was still so many choices out before me, and I didn't know what to do with all of those choices. And so the advice that he gave me at that time is, he said that, you know, it's pretty hard for God to steer a parked car. And he said sometimes in life we just need to get going and take that first step. If we want God's direction, then we need to get moving in some direction and then put ourselves before God and say, okay, God, am I going in the right way, or do you need to give me some guidance here? And so as God speaks to Joshua on this day and in the midst of this second, be strong and courageous, God lets Joshua know what this direction is going to look like. Not necessarily saying it's going to be here, go there. He's already done that in giving them the boundaries. But the way that he gives Joshua the direction is he reminds them about the place of God's word in their life. And so they didn't have the blessing that we have in having an Old and a New Testament. Moses had given them the law, and so they had just the beginning of the book that we have. But God reminds them that as they go forward, as Joshua provides leadership, that not only is it not the whole world that he needs to conquer, but that God has already spoken wisdom and guidance into his life. And so if we're wondering, well, what might God say to me in the midst of this, and we feel like we're talking to the ceiling, God has spoken. God gives us wisdom and direction and guidance through his word. We must put our hearts before him and know that as we take that step forward, as we continue to put our hearts before God's word, that he will direct us. And so we may not always know where to look, but we might be able to ask a friend. Here's a novel idea. You could ask your pastor where maybe a piece of scripture might be that speaks to what you're walking through. God speaks today, and we have those words. And so God tells Joshua that he should be careful to obey all of the law that my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it from the left or the right, that you will be successful wherever you go. And this message of not fearing in the face of unknown is not just a try harder and be courageous, but no, it's specific to be strong and courageous. And one of the ways that God says we can do that is by resting on his word. So hold near to God's word when you find yourself stepping into the unknown. And as you start moving, look to God to direct you through the words of his counsel, that you will find that he will make you strong and courageous within this. If you've ever come to me and shared after church or sent me an email saying, you know what, what you talked about in that sermon, well, I just read something about that in my devotional. Or we were just talking about that at small group the other day. If you've ever said that to me, you likely have heard me pause and say, if God is repeating himself, you may want to stop and listen very carefully. And so I've learned that in my own life, that when things seem to be random and I seem to be hearing the same message, whether it's a particular scripture verse or a particular point, and God is trying to get through to me and he needs to say it more than once, then I usually will stop and say, okay, God, I don't love repeating myself to my kids, so why is it that you feel you need to repeat your, what am I not hearing? What am I missing? And so three times God goes before Joshua and says, be strong and courageous. Here in verse 9, as God shares this message with Joshua the third time, I'm hoping he begins to get the clue that God is wanting to work something specific in his life. We aren't told anywhere specifically in these verses that Joshua is afraid of the work that is before him. We're not told that he fears the unknown, and yet God sees it necessary to three times to tell him to be strong and courageous, to encourage him to not be afraid. And so while we might not be told this, I think it's safe to assume that Joshua indeed was being held back and limited by his fear of the unknown in this situation. And so as this third call to be strong and courageous comes to Joshua, what does it tell us specifically? He's already been given the perspective that the unknown maybe isn't as big as he is fearing. He's already been given the direction of staying close to God's word and what God has already spoken. But now God continues in this third line of direction, repeating, be strong and courageous. Because I'm with you. And if you've been around, you've heard me say a number of times that God is with you. That was our focus during Advent, and it's something that I need the reminder of, and I think it's one of the most significant things about what Jesus came and did for us on the cross is that we know that God's Spirit is with us. And so I don't want to sound like a broken record, but it's so significant that our God is with us, that we need to stop taking it for granted. One of the ways that I try to get deeper in God's word and experience what he may have for me is when I read a story like this in Scripture, I try to put myself in the place of the character that we see. And so as I tried to think, well, what would it have been like to be like Joshua? Not only to face this unknown fear, because I have a sense for what that might feel like, but what would it be like to have God speak? And kind of the cynical side of me started to poke out, and I said, well, okay, I know what it is to fear the unknown, like maybe Joshua's experiencing, but I have yet to have the experience where God says, all right, it's time to sit down and let's have this talk in the way that Joshua did. And so I found myself saying, okay, well, God, that's great that you would do that for Joshua, but what about in my own life? And I realized that as I said that isn't true, that God does indeed sit down with us face to face. And so we celebrate this season of Lent as we prepare ourselves for Easter. And I remember in the Gospels, when his disciples were worried as Jesus began to say that he would leave them soon, and they began to be distressed. And Jesus promises them there that he will not leave them as orphans, that he will give them the gift of his Holy Spirit. And so, as Jesus gives the gift of the Holy Spirit, we do have an experience that is even more significant than a time like Joshua has, because unlike a special occurrence that God might come and visit the leader of his people and give a message, we have access to God one and one through the Holy Spirit that would come and would be with us. And so as we follow the second part of looking to God for courage in the face of the unknown and look to God's word, I wonder how often do we invite God's presence to be with us as we do that. I understand that this word can be difficult, that there are places where there are things that are hard to understand. I have a master's degree. I have sat under the teaching of brilliant biblical scholars. There are still things in this book that I read and say, what in the world does that mean? And I have a sense at this point in my life that that will always be the case. And yet I also know that it's the words of these books that make up this one book, God's Word, particularly the words of Matthew's Gospel, that when I was a 13-year-old, I felt called to start reading on a daily basis. And for the first couple weeks, I learned some things that maybe I didn't know, and I began to see some things that maybe I needed to adjust in my life. But where things really changed for me was when I realized that Jesus seemed to pray a whole lot. And that if Jesus, I knew enough to know that Jesus was God, and if God needed to pray, then maybe that was something that I needed to do. And so each day as I sat down with this book and lived into the commitment to read a chapter, I began to pray that God's Holy Spirit would be there, would help me to see and understand what I was reading. And that's when things really started to change. When I began to invite the presence of the Spirit that was already there with me more deeply into my heart, God spoke in powerful ways. And so we may not always understand everything that is here that we read in our minds, but when we open our hearts to the presence of the Holy Spirit, God is with us, and we'll take this word deeper. Be strong and courageous. There is nothing that you will face, no matter how unknown to you, that God doesn't already know how it will work out in the end in your life. And so God is willing to offer you, as many times as you need it, the encouragement to be strong and courageous. God is willing to give you the perspective that whatever is unknown before you will never be bigger than what he can do in your life. God will remind you as often as you need it that he will give you direction, that maybe sometimes you just need to get the car going into that unknown. And as you start in that place and you take that step of faith, that God's word is there to direct you, that God will say, well, okay, we're heading, but let's go a little bit that way, or sharp left. But unless we've already taken that step to move forward, to be strong and courageous by God's strength, it's hard for God to give us that direction. And last and most important, that when we hear God say, be strong and courageous, that's not just, you can do it, go get them, tiger. That's, I am with you. God gives us perspective. God gives us direction. But God reminds us that his presence is with us always, through everything. So be strong and courageous. Don't let fear of the unknown hold you back, but trust the God who is with you, who has given you encouragement, who continues to lead us into the place that is never unknown for Him. We come to this table today at the invitation of the God who is always with us, of the